It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our next installment of Curious Wisconsin. This week, we explore a mystery in Ripon and search for the town's mystery cave.
But first, if you open your New York Times to the opinion section today, you may have noticed an unusual contributor to the paper, Vladimir Putin.
The Russian president took his message on Syria directly to us, the American people. He's calling on the U.S. to avoid using force against Syria. He says if the U.S. and Russia can work together on this issue, it could pave the way to cooperation on other things.
Joining us now to talk about that piece and where relations between the two countries go from here is Lisa Baglione. She's professor and chair of political science at St. Joseph's University. Lisa, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, tell us about this op-ed. Why do you think that Putin chose now to write it?
Well, the president was in a difficult situation. He wanted to act, and it was clear that the public was not favoring a strike against Syria, and that the Congress wasn't supporting him either. And so this was an opening for Putin to, in a sense, appeal over the head of Obama to the American public, and also to try to appeal to the world public to try to stop any kind of violent action against Syria, strike against Syria, and achieve for Russia some positive outcomes, which makes he's increased his prestige, and also is helping his ally Syria avoid a bloody confrontation.
Now, you could see this piece, I think, in a couple of ways. You could see it as an aggressive move that's sort of designed to show up the Obama administration, or you could see it as maybe a move designed to give the U.S. a diplomatic exit strategy on Syria. How do you read it?
Well, if you look at this and say, does Putin have ulterior motives, I would say certainly. And some of them are not in line with U.S. strategic interests. But I do think that what he's done here is give the U.S. an opening, give the U.S. a lifeline. Getting authorization for a strike from Congress was not and is not guaranteed for the president. Now, the president has said he would act even without that authorization because if he feels that this was so important for U.S. national security interests. But the public isn't behind him either. And he gave a good speech the other night, at least to his supporters in Congress. They were more reacted to it positively. But still, it's a tough sell. So what Putin does is gives Obama the opportunity to move forward with a diplomatic solution, which can also achieve American foreign policy goals. And those include strengthening the Chemical Weapons Convention, putting the UN back into the picture, and in addition, showing the Muslim world we're very close to this 9/11 anniversary, showing the Muslim world that the U.S. is not simply willing to use force against Muslim populations. So all of these are really important, I think. And in that way, Russia and the United States' strategic interests at times do overlap.
And yet there are critical sections, certainly, of this op-ed piece, the first part of it being that the U.S. needs to abide by United Nations law, otherwise the United Nations is undermined and world safety is undermined. And then at the end of the piece, he moves toward looking at American exceptionalism and pointing a critical finger at that and saying that the U.S. should not think of itself as exceptional. It's a very strong way to end the piece. How should the Obama administration digest those two critiques?
I guess I would advocate that the Obama administration think about this as the Kennedy administration approached something during the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which when Khrushchev wrote, first he wrote a telegram to the administration providing an out to the crisis, and then later there was a follow-up communication, which was much harsher. And the administration chose to ignore what it didn't like. And I think the administration should ignore what it doesn't like. Putin's trying to make some points, too, score some points. I would ignore it. These Putin also says that in one place that the relationship between Obama and Putin reveals a growing trust. Well, we know that's not true, but we should grab what is worthy and move forward with it. Putin is trying to also make appeals and win an audience and win points, but that doesn't. I don't think that should. Keep us from pursuing what ultimately, and this is my opinion, works best for the country and actually for the administration at this point, because the administration doesn't have the support of the public. The administration is going to have to fight a huge battle with Congress and really go all out to win the support of even those who normally are its advocates. And this fight will weaken Obama. And I do believe that Putin has a point that even though it's ironic that it's coming from him, he's not exactly an advocate of international law and international organization. But this administration actually is typically and has been from the beginning one that talks about the importance of strengthening international institutions. So I would say that the president and his administration should move forward ignoring those negatives and seeing that as just the price of Putin's posturing.
Well, even if you see the piece as, you know, a benign diplomatic sally, there's still a bone of contention embedded in all of this in that Putin goes so far as to say that the chemical weapons were used by the opposition in Syria and not the Syrian government. Does that paint this whole op-ed in a different light?
No, I mean, as I looked at it, I thought that Putin, in that op-ed, he makes some worthy points, and he puts forth some half-truths or distortions. I don't think that that's surprising from President Putin. That's not surprising. But what is a positive is that the outcome can be that Syria, which has an enormous stockpile of chemical weapons, gets them under international control. This happens without the United States virtually unilaterally, but, you know, the French will come along and some others will come along, but using force without the support of the UN, of the international community, and frankly, the American public. And, you know, it's very interesting that Putin makes that point that that in the United States, we typically expect the Congress to agree and the people to agree. But it's not there. And I think that shouldn't, the administration should not underestimate how important it is to have that support.
Lisa, not that it necessarily matters, but do you think that Vladimir Putin actually wrote this?
I would doubt it. I would doubt it.
Who would write it for him?
Well, he's going to have a large circle of advisors that would be helping him on this. And I'm sure Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, would be involved. And I'm sure, you know, some of these points he can make. But I would think that this comes from a committee, and it's very well crafted, and it very much speaks to Americans, like you said, and it was politically, from our perspective, in terms of trying to reach to the American public, it's not going to play well here that he is critical of American exceptionalism. That, in the president's speech, is exactly what he needed to try to reach our public. So this tells us that that President Putin was not simply trying to talk to the United States, but he is making an important statement to the world, and many of these points are going to resonate with the rest of the world, and particularly with the Muslim world.
How do we see the Obama administration reacting so far to this, and how do you expect them to react?
Well, I think the president reacted well. I mean, when you consider that this was a last-minute proposal planned just before his big speech that was going to ask for the use of force, and then the president backed down from asking for the authorization for the use of force, but he's keeping that in his pocket. I think the administration has done a good job in saying we'll pursue this, but we will continue to consider the use of force if it is necessary. Because in the end, what the administration wants, I mean, the administration needs to, because of the red line comment, it needs to take a stand on the chemical weapons use, and it has strategic interest in doing that. And Putin's plan or the diplomatic possibility allows us to achieve that goal without force. And if that's possible, then great. And again, it will only strengthen the Chemical Weapons Convention as well as international organizations, which is something that this president and his administration have said for a long time they want to do.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
We've been talking to Lisa Baglioni, professor and chair of political science at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia.
Coming up next, we'll go on the hunt for Ripon's Mystery Cave in our Curious Wisconsin segment.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.